Wednesday, May 1, marked the first 100 days since President Joseph Boakai was inaugurated, and he promised to deliver on certain tangibles during his 100 days in office. Addressing the nation Wednesday evening, President Boakai mentioned some of his administration's successes, including road rehabilitation, which is going on in parts of Liberia.
We earmark 11 key projects across the country to make sure that primary roads are all pliable during all seasons. The Ministry of Public Works has been undertaking major road corridor projects totaling 783.5 kilometers. To date, contractors, equipment, and logistics have been heavily mobilized in active work such as clearing, grading, shipping, and stabilization of critical spots.
The president also touted the supply of essential medicines and access to quality health care.
The government has ensured that essential medicines and medical supplies are distributed to 100% of airports of 13 counties in the country, with last mile distributions to Monserrato and Magibi counties having been achieved 100%. To improve diagnostic capacities at health centers to address critical illness, the government has identified sites to build 4 regional diagnostic centers in the country.
President Boakai said his administration will unveil its national development plan in the coming days and explained some of the economic, political, and social strategies that will improve the quality of life for Liberians. However, Eugene Namwe, the chairman of the Strategic Committee of the Opposition Coalition for Democratic Change, CDC, describes Boakai's first 100 days in office as a failure.
We have cataloged all of what he promised in various sectors. In education, he failed in health, he failed in agriculture, he failed in rule of law, he failed in governance and administration. Yeah, we have cataloged using data and all of the available evidence and the benchmark that we use to arrive at our conclusions were the very document published by the Unity Party, which they described as the 100-day deliverables. So it was not 100-day deliverables, it was 100-day of failure.
Eugene Namwe told VOA that most of the road rehabilitation mentioned by President Boakai was finalized during the CDC administration. Another opposition leader, Simon Freeman, the standard bearer of the Movement for Progressive Change, says nothing concrete has been done in Boakai's 100 days in office.
The 100 days deliverable, no car will be stuck in the mud, that has not been met. And many other promises were made that has not been met. The government itself doesn't seem to even be completed. The budget has not been passed. Too many things have not been done. And we're not sure what compelled those promises, but we can clearly see that the government has not even indicated what its economic policies are.
Clarence Kopor is an ordinary citizen. He says the government's effort to purge the payroll of 40,000 government workers was not timely.
People actually crying within the course of this 100 day. Then he actually leave the payroll cleaning up and look at the people payment while he met there. Then he work on a small and start doing payment from there until a certain time comes, because you can just get there right away and start carrying on that set of action. All of all, yeah, we believe that he will come to rescue us. So in rescuing, he shouldn't be the one to actually hurt our feeling.
Liberians, I hope for that the government can begin to fast track the development they are yearning for, including the provision of good roads, quality health care and education, and the rule of law. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsin in Monrovia, Liberia.